Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
Pastor Josh, the Holy Spirit took him down a road that was just such a blessing. And by the grace of God, I intend to follow up on that message that he did last week. But before we do, let us just pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your presence here with us. We thank you, dear God, because like we sang a few minutes ago, the presence of the Lord is here. We can feel him in the atmosphere. And right now, Father, we surrender everything to you. And like we said earlier, we need to hear from you. We need a word from you. If we don't hear from you today, God, what will we do? But I pray that the anointing which breaks and destroys the yoke will speak to me and through me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So last week, I left my completion down there. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Mom. Last week, very important. Now I'm complete. Huh? Praise God. Last week we were encouraged to lay down the extra baggage. And the question was asked, why? Because the Holy Spirit wants to take that burden, wants to take that baggage. Very important. We were reminded by Pastor Josh through the Holy Spirit that it's costly to carry extra baggage. When he reminded us that when you go to the airport and if you are overweight, you have to pay extra for the overweight. God wants to give us an even exchange. I was so blessed by the analogy that he used. Because when we go to the airport and we give our bags, all we get in return is a claim ticket. Just a little one. Hallelujah. Just a little one. But here is the blessing from the Lord. When we give God our baggage, our burdens, guess what? He gives us beautiful ashes. He takes all our problems. No wonder the songwriter says, take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. So to have a healthy heart, we were reminded last week to give God our baggage. Well, today I want to take it a little bit further and I want to encourage us. How do we maintain a healthy heart? How do we maintain a healthy heart? It's okay we take our burdens to the Lord. And so many times, Bishop, we go to the altar and we say, God, I give you everything. And the minute we go through the doors, we take up back all the problems. We start with all the worries. We worry about what the doctors say. We worry about where the next job is coming from or what the children is doing. But I want to encourage us today by the mercies of God. How do we maintain a healthy heart? If you may go with me to Proverbs chapter 3. Verses 5 and 6. And it reads thus. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Verse 6. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And guess what? The promise is he will, not might, not maybe, but he will make straight your paths. If I think about the dictionary definition of trust, it's a firm belief in the reality, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. But as believers in Christ, when I thought about it, I said, God, give me your definition for the believers today. And if I may, when we say we trust in God, it's a firm, confident reliance on God's character. A firm, confident reliance on God's character, promises, faithfulness, even amidst uncertainty. Let me say that again. It is easy to trust God when the going is good. It is easy to trust God when the bills are being paid. It is easy to trust God when your health is doing great. But when you get the report from the doctor that they see a mass or they see a tumor, who do you trust? Whose report do you choose to believe? This is the time when your trust is tested, when your heart is broken. Because sometimes when you get that report, the first thing you do is you want to get down and get depressed. But I dare you this morning to maintain a healthy heart, to put your trust, your confidence in God, even in uncertain times. Give you a perfect example. I remember being in the pool when my eldest son Darrell was a baby. And I was in the deep part of the pool. And I looked at him and I said to him, jump. Now, when your child had that confidence and that trust in you, he did not think twice. He didn't think how deep the water was or how shallow the water was. He jumped into daddy's arms because he knew that daddy was going to catch him. I want to say to the church, I want to say to us today, when we have that confidence in God, it doesn't matter what you're going through, you're going to rely totally upon God, knowing that his promises are yea and amen. So today, I want us to think about Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4. It says, when I'm afraid. And believers, let us face the reality. I don't know about you, but let me speak for me. I've had some conditions that have made me be afraid. So the psalmist must have had the experience like Pastor Peter's had over and over, many times over. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Verse 4, in God whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? This is why the scripture says, why fear the man who can destroy just the body? But rather fear him who can destroy both body and soul. I say to us this morning, today we need to take our eyes off the circumstances to have a healthy heart. If we worry about today, we worry about what we're going to eat, we're going to find out we are always depressed, always having high blood pressure. But I want you to know that we serve a God who holds tomorrow. We serve a God who makes a way when there seems to be no way. So I say to us, trust the wisdom of God. Put our total confidence, and I'm speaking to my spirit this morning as well. Put our total confidence in the God who can. If we love to say, Daniel's God surely will deliver, then if we say it, let us live it. Daniel's God surely will deliver. Think about the three Hebrew boys thrown into the fire. They were so confident in the God of their salvation that they said, even if our God don't deliver, we will not bow. I dare us today to trust God. Trust the wisdom of God. Trust the wisdom of God. Number two, reject self-reliance. Reject self-reliance. Don't trust our own understanding. Don't trust your own understanding. The arms of flesh will always fail. We dare not trust our own. But I can say to you today, trust, put your trust and your confidence in God because he will never fail. To have a healthy heart, we must trust God's wisdom. And two, we must reject self-reliance. Because guess what? I can do nothing by myself, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Romans 7, verses 24 and 25 said, Paul said, when Paul going through and Paul recognized that, oh my God, without God, he's nothing. And that some of us, we don't even pray these prayers anymore. But Paul said, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Let me read it again. Paul said, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from the body that is subject to death? But here is the confidence Paul had in verse 25. He says, thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, Paul recognized, as educated as he was, as smart as he was, as a greater preacher as he was, he recognized that in himself he is nothing. But with God, who is his keeper, who is his strength, he can do all things. So I say to us today, trust the wisdom of God. Reject self-reliance. And then here is the key. For to maintain a healthy heart, trust is faith in action. Trust is faith in action. You see, you can't trust God if you don't have faith in God. That's why the Bible says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you will speak to your mountain and the mountain shall be removed. Because you're not trying to move the mountain on your own, but you're moving it with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords behind you. Maintaining a healthy heart involves faith. Trusting God is not passive. You can't be passive and trust. Ah, you wish you were. I wonder if. No, I know that I know that I know that even if God don't deliver me, I will not bow because I know in whom I trust. I know who is my keeper. I know that my help cometh from the Lord who created the heavens and the earth. That's why the songwriter said many things about tomorrow. I don't seem to understand. I'm not pretending to understand. But I know who holds tomorrow. And I know who holds my hand. Yes, trusting God is not passive. It involves faith demonstrated through obedience and reliance on his guidance. The problem is, we try to fix things on our own. That is the problem. We blame God when we try to fix it on our own and it doesn't work. But we have to realize that faith in action is an obedience to the word of God and a reliance upon the word of God. Let me say that again. Faith in action is obedience to the word and a reliance upon the word of God. So therefore, I won't try to do things my way anymore. I'm going to trust the word of God. I want to say this. I said it over and over, and I do believe it. There's an answer for every situation in the word. Do you believe that today? There is an answer to every situation that we will face in the word of God. Genesis 22, what a beautiful story. It showcased Abraham's extraordinary faith and complete obedience to God, even when it required him to sacrifice his son Isaac. Now, that is trust. I thought about it myself. I said, God, if you told me to go sacrifice PJ, would I do it? And honestly, church, my answer when I was on my knees was no. But Abraham had such a trust and a confidence in God that when God told him to go sacrifice Isaac, Abraham was willing to go. But here is the beauty of the story. Here is the beauty of the story. Here is faith in action. Abraham went because God said to go. Abraham's willingness to put his trust in God's promises and sovereignty resulted in God making a way by providing a substitute, a ram in the ticket. I say to us this morning, what are you trusting God for? Instead of giving your heart all the pain, sending up your blood pressure, I dare you to trust God this morning that he will make you a way. He will provide a substitute. No wonder the psalmist says, my help cometh from the Lord who created the heavens and the earth. You know that God has all the answers that we need. All the answers. Number four, a healthy heart acknowledges God. This means to invite God in every part of our life. Some of us, we invite God for the finances. We invite God for the job. We invite God for the children. But I'm encouraging us at Hope United today to invite God in every part of your life. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. Understand that we can do nothing without God. Nothing. This means to invite God in every part of our life, our decision, our struggles, and our dreams. Even in the area you are struggling with, even in the difficulty that you have, I dare you to trust God this morning. I dare you to trust God. Matthew 6 and verse 33, a well-known scripture. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. What is it that you need this morning? What is it that is bothering you, that is causing your blood pressure to go up, that you can't have a healthy heart? Won't you seek God first? Acknowledge that, guess what? God, you said in your word, I must seek you first and everything else will be added. So I am choosing this morning to seek first the kingdom of God. 1 John 4:15. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in him. If you acknowledge God this morning, if you seek God first this morning, I guarantee you that there is nothing, nothing that will be withheld. The Bible said, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Thank you, Jesus. So trust God's wisdom. Reject self-reliance. Trust, put faith in action. Acknowledge God. And when we do these things, we will enjoy what? The promises of God. We will enjoy the promise that says, simply, what is the promise? In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he's going to make our path straight. He's going to make our path straight. These are the promises that follow us when we want to maintain a healthy heart. Trust God's wisdom. Reject self-reliance. Put faith in action. Acknowledge God, and then see the promises of God. All this signifies, these two little verses simply signify that God will guide us on a purposeful path, leading us through challenges and making, listen church, making our future clear and right, though not necessarily easy. It is simply as that. When we put our confidence, when we follow these steps, we will maintain a healthy heart. And I want to close with an encouraging scripture. And I'll read it for you. Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 and 8. When we trust God, when we don't rely on ourselves, when we believe God, when we acknowledge God, when we put faith in action, hear what Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8 says. But blessed is the one who trusteth in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. Verse 8, they will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. This is the part I love. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green, my God. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. When we maintain a healthy heart, Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8 will become a reality. But blessed is the one who trusteth in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out roots by the stream. It does not fear, my God, when heat comes, when the trouble comes, when they get the doctor's report, you will not fear. Its leaves are always green. People will be wondering, what is happening? Because the blessings of the Lord will rest upon you. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Yes, that's the promise. To maintain a healthy heart, trust God's wisdom, reject self-reliance, put faith in action, acknowledge God, and live in the promises of God. The songwriter said, it's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, hallelujah, thus saith the Lord. So we can say, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, how I've proven you o'er and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust you, Jesus, more. Stand with me, please. If you're here today, and from last week, you have not yet laid down that burden, that baggage, you can't have a healthy heart walking around with the baggage, with the burdens. If you're here and you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, would you raise your hand right where you are? You've never accepted. Hallelujah. If you're here, you've accepted God, but you've been struggling, you've been worried, you've been questioning so many things in your life. You can't maintain that healthy heart, but God has encouraged you today to put your total confidence and trust in him. If you are here and you desire to maintain a healthy heart by trusting God, would you come and let us reason together? Would you come and let us pray together? You've been going through many, many trials, many things, and you're wondering why? Why can't I overcome? Why can't I live a victorious life? But I'm here to tell you that God is here, right where you are this morning.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.